Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One more time, would you read together with me the title of today's sermon?
Who do you think you are?
Based especially in Job 38, in a passage from Mark 4, listen to some words from Job 38. Then the Lord answered Job, I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Or who was it that shut up the sea with doors and prescribed limits for the sea and said, thus far you shall come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed? Please follow your sermon outline as we consider this important question. Who do you think you are? Well, when have you heard this question in your life? Who do you think you are? As often as when somebody is questioning your authority or questioning the way you do things, and they say, who do you think you are? Curiously, in our scripture readings today from both Job 38 and Mark 4, the answer of who do you think you are, God, is answered in God's relations with the wind and the waves and the power of the sea. We'll get back to that. But who do you think you are is what God was what Job asked God. And God, in turn, asked Job. Job was suffering. He was suffering, and he didn't like the way God was running things. And he wanted to set God straight. Job had lost everything that was precious to him. He lost his home. He lost his family. He lost his possessions. He was yelling at God and saying, life's not fair. You're not fair, God. Who do you think you are? Job was really saying to God, I could do a better job of running things than you are doing, God. Now, God listened to this rant for a while. In fact, there are 42 chapters in the book of Job, and God listens for 38 chapters. But then God answers. In answer to Job's question, who do you think you are? Here's what the Lord said. He said, Job, I am God, and you are not. Where were you when I created the world? Where were you when I put limits on the mighty sea? Dear Job, I am in control, and I do care for you. Now, hold on to this reference to the sea, as we'll take a glance at it a little bit later. Have you ever, like Job, wanted to tell God how he should do his job? How often do I hear people, either on the phone or at their home or a hospital bed or in my office, who are going through hard times, ask the question, why is God allowing this to happen? God, who are you? Who do you think you are? This is how I would do things if I was in charge. Things not going your way. Heartaches. Difficult things to understand. The loss of something or someone important to you. And Almighty God, who loves you, reminds you, as he reminds Job, that he is in control. That he will care for you. You will see. So don't give up. Who do you think you are is what some disciples asked Jesus when they were in a small fishing boat, recorded in Mark chapter 4. The disciples were afraid. They didn't like how Jesus was seemingly ignoring them. And so they wanted to set Jesus straight by basically asking the question, who do you think you are? Listen to the text. Jesus took with him his disciples in a boat. And a great storm arose, and the waves were breaking in the boat. But Jesus was asleep in the stern. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, wake up. Don't you care that we're perishing? A sudden storm had come on the Sea of Galilee, and they were in a small fishing boat. And the disciples were not only were afraid, they were ticked off. They were angry at Jesus. Who do you think you are, Jesus? Sleeping when we need your help. Now, just as our Lord did with Job, our Lord listened to his disciples, and then he set them straight by silencing the wind and the waves in the sea. Verse 39 says, Jesus arose, he rebuked the wind and sea and said, peace, be still. Rebuke is a special technical word in the Bible. It's a word of power and authority only applied to God himself. So when Jesus did this to the wind and the seas, he demonstrated who he really was. The second person of the Trinity, God in human flesh. And we can take great comfort in that. Verse 41 in the text says, and then the disciples said, who is this? Who do you think you are that even the winds and the seas obey you? Now, Mark's account ends right here. Did you get it? He had performed the miracle of rebuking the winds and the sea, and the disciples end the chapter by saying, who is this man that the winds and the seas obey him? And Mark doesn't answer the question. Do you know why Mark didn't answer the question? Because he wants us who read and hear this story to answer that question. Jesus Christ, who do you think you are that you have power over the wind and the seas and the waves? Oh, he is our Lord. And we are his Easter people who know who Jesus Christ is. The Son of God giving his life on the cross, paying for the sins of the world, paying for your sins and paying for mine, rising from the grave to give us forgiveness and salvation. We look at that cross and we ask this question, oh Lord Jesus, who do you think you are? Loving and forgiving and laying down your life for sinners like us. The final answer, and look on your sermon outline to point three. We're moving today. The final answer to the question, God, who do you think you are? And God's question to us, who do you think you are? Is given in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 21. St. John's vision of heaven. Now, unlike suffering Job, who didn't have all the answers to his questions. Unlike the fearful disciples that didn't quite comprehend just exactly what was going on, the scripture says in Revelation 21, in heaven, we will know and understand all things and have all tears wiped from our face. Listen to the text. And in heaven, God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There'll be no longer any death, no longer any mourning, no longer any crying or pain, because he who sits on the throne says, behold, I am making all things new. Because of our Lord Jesus' cross and empty grave victory over sin, death, and the devil, we join Job. We join Jesus' disciples. We join all people of all ages and races all around the world. And we say, we know who we are. By the precious blood of Christ, we are his redeemed people. And as we stand forever before him in heaven, the old painful sin and death in this life will be gone forever, and God will wipe every tear from our eyes. That's who we are. And the text answers us the question, God, who do you think you really are? Revelation tells us that God is the one who will dwell with us forever. We will see him face to face, and there will be no more heartaches, no wind and waves and sea, but he will be our God forever. Verse 3 of Revelation says, speaking of you, they shall be his people, and God himself will dwell among them. Who do we think we are? We are God's redeemed, precious children. And who will we know God to be? The one who loves us and who dwells with us face to face. Aha, And Revelation 21, verse 1 says this curious thing, "And the sea will be no more." In Job 38, God is the one who controls the seas. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus rebukes the seas. In Revelation chapter 21, 1, it says the sea will be no more. As you've heard from me a number of times, all through the Bible, the sea is a biblical symbol for all the enemies of God and His people. Anything that hurts His people, the Scripture says, in heaven the sea will be no more. Not only that, the Scripture says in verse 6 of Revelation 21, God says, "And I will give to those who thirst the waters of life without cost." Oh Lord, who do you think you are? Freely giving us your love, freely giving us the forgiveness of our sins, freely giving us the gift of heaven, freely giving us an end to all that would harm us. Who do you think you are, Lord, to love someone like me? I went on YouTube recently. I don't do that so much. But to look up an old song from the 70s when I was just out of high school. The song was entitled, "Who Do You Think You Are, Mr. Big Stuff?" Does anybody here remember that song? Wow. We're going to have Alan Schellenberg do a little song and dance up here. I need to get you a huge, big Afro wig and a long, wild-colored dress with pearls. This video shows us this song is a feisty song. An enjoyable song, a good sing-along song. The message is basically this: a strong woman challenging a stupid guy who had done her wrong. Listen to some words from this song. I shall not sing it for you. But if you want to enjoy a good hoot, go to the website or to the Google and type in, "Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff?" It's amazing. Here's some of the words. "Mr. Big Stuff, tell me, who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never going to get my love, Mr. Big Stuff. You're never going to break my heart, Mr. Big Stuff. You're never going to make me cry. Mr. Big Stuff, tell me, who do you think you are?" Yes, who do you think you are can be a question to challenge somebody's actions. But in today's scripture readings from Job 38, Mark 4, and Revelation 21, we have been taught something wonderful. Who do you think you are, O Lord, to love a sinner like me, can be our prayer of praise and thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. Amen.